Local Talk is the signature local interview program on KHOI that explores people, stories, and events of Central Iowa. It celebrates the creativity, diversity, and civic spirit of our community. This interview aired on Local Talk.
Do college athletes deserve a share of the NCAA's revenue? Welcome to Points to Ponder with Saquon Gatlin. This Points to Ponder was written by KHOI intern Colin Berzek. The NCAA as a whole generates nearly $11 billion annually from college athletics. To put that in perspective, that's more revenue than the NHL or the NBA. The average Division I athletic revenue for football alone is more than $29.5 million. The lowest paid football coach in Division I-A football still makes $376,000 a year. That's not including additional bonuses written within one's contract. For example, if a coach manages to take a team to a bowl game or even win a bowl game, they can earn thousands more. This statistic is based on all Division I-A football programs within the country. The coaches of schools within the Power Five conferences, which include the Big 12, the SEC, the ACC, the Pac-12, and the Big Ten, make even more money. The lowest paid coach within the Power Five conferences is the University of California's Justin Wilcox, making $1,600,000 a year. The highest paid public employee within 39 of the 50 states in America are head coaches of football and basketball programs. Yet the players that the universities and coaches cash in on don't see a dime. The lingering argument against paying college athletes is that they receive free tuition, housing, and usually a meal plan. But are all of these things really free? On average, a Division I college football player spends 43.3 hours per week on their sport. That's 3 hours over what is considered to be a full work week. All 43 of those hours aren't spent studying or furthering their education. They're spent solely on bettering themselves as athletes. Better athletes construct better teams, and better teams win championships and titles. With championships and titles comes lots and lots of money. In the end, it's a giant money-making circus driven by the student body. With only a 1 in 50 chance of actually playing professional football, these young men should be focusing more on their classwork and less on the field. Between mandatory team meetings, practices, press conferences, and traveling and weightlifting, where do student athletes have time to make money for themselves? When do they have a chance to actually embrace the college experience? Can you place a monetary value on social events, friendships, and the freedoms of non-student athletes? Many athletes have used social media as a platform to express the dark sides of being a student athlete. There are often times when athletes struggle to find money to eat. Without any external finances to help support them, where can they turn? Here's some perspective. In 2014, star point guard of the Connecticut Huskies, Shabazz Napier, led the Huskies to a national championship. Napier was so good that he was selected in the first round of the NBA draft. After the championship season concluded, Napier stated, "Sometimes there's nights where I'm not able to eat, but I still gotta play up to my capabilities." It doesn't matter if you're the star player on the team or a bench warmer. Everyone gets treated or mistreated the same. The Northwestern University football team tried forming a players' union to stand up against the NCAA in 2016, but failed to reach their ultimate goal of player compensation. However, this courageous act led to the NCAA reforming some of their regulations. They're working on expanding scholarship guarantees, including more money for food, better health care, and other living expenses for student athletes. The NCAA agreed to distribute $18.9 million to 350 Division I schools. That roughly translates to $55,000 a school. This additional money is used to cover expenses. The Pac-12 conference now guarantees medical coverage for all athletes injured during competition for an additional 4 years after graduation. The Wildcats paved the way for further progression against the NCAA's regulations against compensating athletes. As college football continues to grow in popularity, the money will continue to flow in. So how do we resolve this? A universal stipend is one way universities could compensate all college athletes and even members of the band. Universities can make equal payments based on the amount of hours an athlete or band member puts in. Athletes should not be compensated based on market value. One for all for one. If a system such as this could be implemented, every athlete has an opportunity to be compensated for their efforts. Where could athletes get this money from? One answer is simple. Reduce the salaries of the coaching staffs and board of directors. As stated before, even the lowest paid coach in Division I football still makes $1.5 million. Even cutting salaries of a head coach by $100,000 or $200,000 would suffice. What are your thoughts on college athlete compensation? Should universities contribute more benefits to college athletes, or even consider sending them a check? This has been Points to Ponder with Saquon Gatlin, written by Colin Bursek. What's your perspective?
You can hear more interviews like this on Local Talk, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m., noon, and 7 p.m. on 89.1 KHOI Community Radio. You can support Community Radio through the Donate button at khoifm.org.